Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be talking about the last week of the show. Make sure you check us out at our blog at divaofdual.com. We're also on Facebook at Diva of Days and also on Twitter at Diva of Dual. And you can check out all our interviews and shows on Blog Talk Radio. And I have Anna with me tonight. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
And you're at, on Twitter?
At Kazi Hooch.
Yes, and I'm Marianne, and I'm at Mama Hooch. And Diva Carey is at Diva of Dual on Twitter. And our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. Also at Teo Panglis, at Lauren Coslow, and at Kilt Trip USA, which is Ian Buchanan. So, we talk about the last week of the show. Did you say you watched some of it or saw some of it? Or?
Yeah, I watched. I was trying to get the last little bit of Friday's in. I got the rest of the week, so I didn't get to hear the rest of Kate's comments at the. So I'll have to watch that later. But I got through most of that. So, anyway.
Still pretty bummed
about it, Andre.
Yeah, so the last 2 days, actually, well, Friday, it started Thursday and Friday, were his funeral and memorial service. And
Flashbacks.
We had, like, Vivian.
Flashbacks during the week.
Yeah, during the week, and then they all gathered in the crypt or whatever you want to call it. Vivian and Stefan and Tad and Abigail and Kate. It started out like it kind of got a little like a circus, I guess you could say, or a little crazy and a little humorous, I guess. I don't know, like, you know, maybe Andre deserved better. I don't know. But anyway, the two that really kind of had the respect and the eulogy that he deserved was Abby and Kate Chad really didn't have too much. I mean, even supposed to be his brother, although we put the pocket watch, his watch back on the casket and gave it back to him and everything. So I don't know whether I, but there was a lot, I guess I had put when I was scheduling the show that I think there was a lot of maybe hope, little clues that he might not be gone in the poem that Abigail read.
About reincarnation. And Ralph Waldo Emerson.
And it said something about you never really die. You just go out of sight for a while to return again. Because you never really die.
She says, since Andre believed in reincarnation, which I had never heard before, but hey, it works for us, right?
Yeah. As we all know, she said, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back into the quote. Yeah. Just, you know, you're never really out of sight.
Yeah.
Just always to return again.
And also, like, Hattie broke in and acting like Marlena at first, but she was definitely Hattie.
Yeah, she's
and
a hoot.
She says,
I'm telling
like,
you.
She says, I'm not leaving until I see his body. She says, is this going to be an open casket? She goes, because I want to make sure he's in there. See,
he's
you know
in
what
there,
I mean?
Right.
It's like that was another foreshadowing a little bit. It was like they handled it with some humor and some seriousness, but it's like there's all kinds of could read into all of that.
Yeah.
Even though,
and then Hattie, they got into
right
a, you know, Stefan was trying to get her out and there was all this pushing and shoving and they pushed Vivian and everybody into the casket. The casket fell over and Andre fell out. We didn't really see him, but you saw his hand, or Vivian fell on top of him somehow and his hand came out with the ring and stuff. And people are alluding to that ring. It goes from he had it on his right hand and then it was on his left hand. And, you know, whoever wears the ring, the phoenix ring, rises.
Phoenix, yeah.
So there's all It's all kinds of that thing. But since I had Vivian, she's a hoot. I'm telling you, she goes, "Oh, I was assaulted by a corpse." And then there, oh God. But she says, "What is it with me in caskets?" So, I think we just lost Anna. Okay. Well, anyway, hopefully she'll call back. And we'll continue on with the funeral. And oh, there she is. Did we lose you? Hello?
Well, the sound is breaking up, and I thought maybe it was me, so I hung up, but it might be you.
Oh, okay.
I can hear it breaking up.
Drop.
It's like, yeah, I hung up on purpose because I wanted to see if it was my phone, but sounds like your connection's funky. So you might want to
on my
call
phone?
Back. Yeah. You might want to try it anyway because I'm hearing, at least from my end, it's sounding like a bad connection all of a sudden.
But if I call
it might
one,
not be,
the whole show? Cause
I think you can just call back on the host phone.
On the host phone?
Yeah, on the host line.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it still doesn't sound right?
Don't close out anything. But
just hang up and close
here we
on
are,
the phone.
Here
the
we
host.
Are live.
Oh, okay, because I mean, everything, you sound perfectly fine to me. I mean, I don't see any.
It might not be your connection, but I'm hearing it sounding like, you know. So.
Funny. Okay. You want me to try?
Yeah.
I'll hang up then and try.
Hold yeah, on. Just hang up and then just call it back. Okay. Yeah. And just see if how it goes.
Okay. How's that?
Hello? I think it's better. Yeah. Hello.
Better? Okay. Because I had a call in and then I had to re-enter the pin and blah, 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 blah.
Oh.
Yeah. Better?
Okay. Yes, I think so. All right. I think it is, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Because I couldn't tell for sure if it was.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Anyway, so you were talking about the funeral.
Better. So I hope we didn't lose.
And you're,
the funeral.
So we were talking about all the hints that he could rise again.
Mm-hmm. And then when
I
the
really
casket
like
fell
it,
over
though.
And Vivian, it fell on top of Vivian. That was funny.
I didn't see that part, I don't think. I think.
Oh, okay. Well, they were trying to get Hattie out.
It
sounded like a fiasco.
I'd seen, I finished the last of last week's and I watched this week's, and I was almost there when we needed to start the show, so I didn't have to go back and watch last bit. But anyway,
course,
it sounds like lots of foreshadowing, even though we don't know of anything firm yet of any kind of return, as was evidenced by our conversation the other night on our chat.
Right.
But at least it's reassuring to know that they're trying to keep the door open. They didn't write it as if, you know, it couldn't happen. Not like anything couldn't happen in Salem, but you know what I mean.
And especially
and
with the Demiris,
I love it that
Andre.
I love it for me as a Kate and Andre fan, a Kate fan for a long time, and an Andre and Tony fan for a long time. I was glad that Kate was taking the loss seriously and hard, and that she was sincerely in love with him. You know, and I'm glad that Chad reassured her. No, that Chad that reassured her that at the end of last week that Abigail had told him that Andre really did love her. So I'm glad they played it that way, you know, because I would have been really pissed if it was like they were just playing each other and, you know, you know what I mean? So anyway.
Yeah. Which leaves it open. Who knows if he even comes back as Andre, which they could, I mean, there's all that speculation out there. Oh, he's going to return now as Tony. Well, they could bring him back as Andre,
Tony.
Maybe he really did.
Tony
think
could
his death,
fall in love with
you know?
Him. Yeah.
Or Tony could fall.
Tony
could
fall
in love.
So
anyway, So that was a crazy funeral. And Hattie, I tell you, I just don't understand why Deidre Hall did not get a nomination because if you're going to give nothing against Judy Evans. But if you're going to give Judy Evans an Emmy nom, you better give Deidre Hall a prenom or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand. Deidre Hall hardly ever gets nominated. I don't.
Some of them don't submit, though, remember?
I know, but this is what I hate this. I see that out on Twitter. They were all out there, even Brian DiTillo. People were out there. Well, they didn't submit. They didn't submit. Brian DiTillo came on and said, yes, I did submit.
Yes.
So don't assume that I didn't.
He deserved
it. I mean, he could tell.
Yeah.
And he
right.
deserved it. And the one lady
it.
Came on, she was adamant. She says, well, he didn't submit. That's why. Well, yes, he did.
Huh.
Teo Peng was submitted. He didn't get nominated. And I know Lauren Cobb was submitted, too. And she didn't get. And they never get Preen on, ever. I mean,
it sucks.
Teo
got
nominated
back in 2008.
Yes. And he was nominated 1 year. But, which anymore, I don't take those awards very seriously anyway, because it's
they're
a joke, really.
I mean, we're thrilled that they were nominated, but at the same time, I mean, we wouldn't be unhappy if they were. We would be happy for them. But it does, seems to have lost a lot of its meaning at this point.
It's lost its meaning, but it amazes me that Brian DiTillo did not get nominated, for sure.
Absolutely.
He really deserved it.
That was an overlook right there. That was, or else it was a slam, one of the two. Or, I mean, nothing against Galen. Nothing against Galen, but Galen.
It is.
Rafe versus DiTillo. I mean, Rafe versus
DiTillo.
When you look at the material Lucas had. So I don't know.
I don't get it. Even the acting ability. I'm sorry. There's no comparison.
Well, and Brian just had
the group
a lot
that Galen
more,
is
I mean,
in with
again,
does not deserve to be there.
This is an example. I mean, it's just my feeling is, I mean, that Brian had a lot of challenging material this last year and a lot of things he could have picked from.
He's delivered.
And so, and he did. Mm-hmm. He did. And so.
It has to be frustrating.
But at the same time, it is frustrating. I mean, I'm happy for any of them that get nominated, but sometimes you're like, WTF, you know? what were they thinking?
mm-hmm.
So anyway, it is frustrating.
Back to Hattie. I liked her coming back. It was funny. And her and Vivian giving snap jabs to each other. Vivian, again, when she fell into the coffin, she gets up and says, what is it with me and caskets and coffins? And take as something about, I wonder or something. And but also her and Kate had some good lines back and forth to each other. So, but Hattie got out of prison and just, had to come and make sure that Elfie was dead. And John did figure out that because of the watermark in the letter, traced it back to a came. So they kind of figured out. So Roman and Anna run down to the station, to tell them, that it was Hattie that wrote the letter to try to set up Anna. And we saw the return of Carrie. Did you happen to get to see that?
This is actually my favorite return of Carrie so far.
I really liked
her.
She looked good. I like the haircut.
She looked great. I love the haircut.
Yeah, she looked good.
And I also love that she was rootable this time. Sometimes it seems like they write her to not be as rootable or whatever, but I really liked seeing
And she
her
told
this
off
time.
Rafe and Hope. I love that.
I know.
You rest of my mom and dad
because
he was harboring, you rest
that
my dad.
Awesome. She totally. Here you took Stefano and dragged him all over. And, my dad did everything to do what he could for you guys. Yeah. I love
right.
It.
Right.
And,
Rafe, you covered up for Hope and you lied for Hope. You did the same thing that my dad was doing. They didn't know what to say. And it's like, hello.
I loved it.
Yeah. And the big secret. She knows what Rafe did.
Sammy for sure she was going to use that for leverage to get her parents off the hook.
Yes.
I thought for sure she was going to use that against Rafe. But she didn't really.
She had all of 7.5 minutes.
Sammy when she saw her. I'm really impressed that they even brought back that Rafe and Carrie kind of had that little, I don't know if they, did they ever actually have an affair?
And
or
I had
just,
forgotten about that. They were all in that room together.
I saw them together. I was like, wait a minute.
There's something there.
They did. Remember when they had that office
and Carrie was all
yes, they were
hot.
Working
they
together.
Didn't have air conditioning, and she was
they didn't
like
have air,
sweating,
yeah.
And they had ice cubes
they
going down.
Their clothes
that
off.
Silly. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't think they ever really slept
they
together,
never
though, right?
Actually
there was just
had
an attraction
affair,
there.
But yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
But,
yeah.
But it's kind of funny because it's like, yeah, well, you know, Sammy's never been a big fan of Hope's, you know, so she could all it took. And then she was still bitter about, still wanted to kind of throw it in her
like,
Carrie's
since
face.
When
because,
hasn't Sammy been a, like, what did Sammy have against Hope before that? I didn't get that.
Well,
she always had
of,
a good
they,
relationship with Hope.
I don't
kinda,
know.
Did they?
I don't know. I don't know. They haven't been real They've been real fond of each other the last few times that they've been together, but I don't know.
Yeah. But who is fond of Sammy and her family?
No, but
I don't know. She has problems with everyone in her family, really. So yeah. I mean, even her own kid.
Remember
you know.
Remember when Sierra storyline? Remember when she was having to? Sammy was having to bribe young Sierra. She got some
diamond earrings.
Yeah.
Hope didn't like her giving. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Giving her the earrings.
But
yeah,
I was surprised.
Yeah. And actually, Sarah is like the new Sammy, right now, kind of.
Yeah. And then I do like it that they did bring. I mean, not that I liked Carrie and Rafe together, but the thought of that. But I liked that they brought that up. You can tell, like every episode, you can tell that Sherry Anderson and Ryan Kwan have their touch in it as far as like the history. And you know, and honestly, all the stories, I mean, I have my favorites, but like even still I was like thinking, oh, I should just fast forward through some because I want to get through it finish with the whole week. And then I was like, well, no, I don't really want to fast forward through this. Oh, I don't really want to fast forward through that, you know. And finally I was trying to get to the very end.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, well,
yeah.
I'll go back and watch it later.
I have to admit. I like all the right. I mean, I like all the stories given props to Ron and all that. I just don't like that he killed Andre. I think it was unnecessary.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that was a mistake. And sometimes I'm wondering if they are maybe realizing that they did make a mistake using Andre. You know, why did they pick Andre? They could have picked so many other people they could have picked to kill off.
They can.
Like,
they're entitled to making a mistake as long as they correct it. Even though they kind of made a mockery of him at the funeral somewhat, there were all the flashbacks and the different things and you know, Abigail talking about him and Kate talking about him.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, and he really did change. Like, somebody said something about, Hattie was talking about how horrible Alfie was. And someone said, well, people can change. And Abigail, I think, was sticking up for him. And Kate.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, he wasn't like that, you know, he had changed or whatever, but I don't know. So I liked it that there were some defenders that Kate and Abigail stayed true to him, you know, as far as that goes.
Right.
But
and then Kate had the flashback when she threw the drink in his face and he picked her up and kissed her. Instead of, you know,
I would flashback to that.
So that was, different things. So that was,
So
now that we know, did you see then they brought Hattie into the station and her and Anna went at it, each other, back
that's
and forth.
I can't,
you know, Marlene,
I'm
going
to go back
and
watch
funny.
It. I was so bummed because I was like, I got to call in now, and I didn't get to see that in full. So I'm dying to go back and watch that. It's great.
Yeah, she called her a skank and something, and I forget which.
You can get
called
can
her
cover it,
doppelganger or stupid. Oh, I don't know, just that, you know. I'll probably be when I bring in. Sometimes Jen will become. I'll be bringing Jen on. She's on the line, so sometimes she remembers things. And like it's sometimes I gotta remember to write like when a funny thing that I hear. If I don't write it down by the end of the week, I forget everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know what he said
understand.
What or whatever. Yeah. But anyway, they were kind of had some good scenes together, and I just love Hattie. Hall just is.
We have so much fun
with that character.
Oh yeah.
We need more Hattie.
Yeah.
I know they're going to probably be sending her back to prison, but and of course,
I mean,
she
I don't like
Anna
it when they.
Now she
I don't
found
like
out
it
Anna
when,
was with Roman. Yeah. You know,
I don't like I don't like it when any show like is too hung up on the doppelganger as a story in and of itself. I mean, as long as they're a good story, like they did a good story with. I didn't think I was going to like the Hattie and.
what's her name, Bonnie doppelganger story, but they did a really good job on that. Those stories were really,
yeah.
I thought, very entertaining. So as long as they do a good
yeah.
job on it, sometimes that's the story. You know, that becomes the story instead of it being like the story they're enveloped in. So I like the way that Days did it and the way Ron wrote it and everything. But, you know, I just, so, I mean, it can be an overused device, but I just love Hattie. I just wish she would just keep breaking it. And when she was talking, because she and Hope are friends, and she's like,
friends,
like
yeah.
how'd you get out or something? She goes, would you believe it if I told you I was on a work release program or something? And Hope just looks at
yeah. But she has her way of getting out of prison because she keeps getting out.
I know.
She keeps getting out, though. It's
but
like
she needs to get out. They just should have cut her a break and let her roam around Salem because she's just too entertaining
yeah,
to keep locked
I just,
up.
Yeah, because I still like to see her
and
be back with Roman.
Right.
I think that would be
and
fun.
You're right. Deidre does seem to have a fun time with it, you know. I mean, I bet you she loves it, actually. It's such a departure from Marlena to, like, get out of that,
oh,
you know, to just be able to have a break
yeah.
from – you know that,
mm-hmm.
so. And I didn't realize that Hattie was a waitress when Kate was doing the waitress story. I didn't realize they knew.
Yeah,
each other
I'm pretty
him.
Sure.
I
yeah,
forgot
I
about
was,
that. I mean, I.
Yeah, she
that's
was.
Cool. That was another bit of mm-hmm. history there.
But at
that,
that
good.
Time, Hattie was played by her sister. At that time.
Right.
This
right,
is the first time
right,
Marlena.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Hattie, the original Hattie, was played by her sister. Yeah.
Okay, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. But character was that way. Okay, yeah. So then we have the whole thing with John. Did you see that with John and
yeah,
poisoning Steve
Season.
And Paul over
like,
here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is going on there? The only thing I could think of, and I've just been hearing things, that it's an assignment like he has to carry
yeah.
out. And he's, in
yeah.
a way, protecting Marlena, or I don't know if it's the ISA is making him do it. They're trying to get rid of Steve. I don't know, but there's more to it than him just, like, going crazy.
Of course.
I don't
course.
Know, but, yeah. So Paul overhears it and goes to Will to ask for his help. But Will wants to go to the police right away, and he wants more time to try to find out. So Will tries to go and tell Hope about it. Of course, gets interrupted by Roman and Anna coming in,
mm-hmm.
and then Paul tries to tell his dad about it, what he overheard, and he gets interrupted by Marlena saying about
getting,
what happened.
Everybody
so,
was getting
yeah,
interrupted.
So they never interrupted. So they never got really. So they were back to square one. So they decided to like try to investigate themselves to find out what the heck is going on. So I guess they're going to be following John. So, and I see in the spoilers coming up that Will finds out and confronts John, and John pulls a gun on him. So
ooh.
That's good, interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was a spoiler. It was a spoiler out there. And then another interesting thing, Sierra knows about Rafe and Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is
right.
Mary. And they say they're not going to tell. But now we have Will remembering about that ring. He sees
right.
the ring on Hope's
what
hand.
What was the deal with that?
They brought that back up again because I'm thinking, somehow the connection is going to be Will. Is that how Hope's going to find out?
Yeah.
Like, because he said,
well,
oh,
I kept thinking,
my boy has
thinking
a ring just
Carrie,
like that. He said,
well,
hey,
when Carrie and Rafe but, were talking, he only said something like, I slept with Hope like 3 times when he was like talking. And I kept thinking, surely someone's going to walk in on this, you know, and hear that part. But it didn't happen.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
The whole Will thinking about that ring thing, there's something.
Because he saw
so
the ring,
think,
and his mom
okay,
said it
so,
was from EJ. And Hope says, well, there's a lot of rings that look alike. You know,
okay,
he said,
so
that
here's
just
what
like
I'm
the
thinking.
Ring
okay.
my mom said she had.
So wouldn't it be like Rafe had the engagement ring with him when he and then
yeah.
he had it with him the day that he was doing the tango
with
the
right,
Sammy.
Right, in his jacket.
And lost it there. Okay,
right.
So and then so that's why Sammy was just kind of covering for him. Okay, gotcha.
Covering. Oh, yeah, when Will saw
yeah.
the ring.
Yeah.
He says, oh, that's
yeah.
mine. Yeah. But
oh,
then
yeah.
he sees the same ring now on Hope's hand, and she said,
yeah.
oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, my mom has
uh-huh.
one just like that's the ring that EJ. And she said, well, a lot of rings must look, just it just looks similar. But she didn't, neither
yeah,
one
Will
of them. He just kind of.
Any irony here?
Bringing
Will
it
can't
up.
Remember it. Will can't remember a damn thing, but he suddenly remembers this ring.
Well, yeah, that's not from his past.
And it
that's
wasn't
his,
like, and
yeah,
it wasn't
so.
From his past. You know, it was just from his, you know, current stuff. But just kind of like.
And then
okay.
we have the whole Will and Paul getting closer. You can see that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because now you know, he moved out with
Sunny gets,
and Paul
they're
and
getting
you know.
Divorced. Will.
Yeah,
Sunny.
Oh yeah,
cheaper,
got the paper.
Divorced.
Yeah.
And Sonny wants to fight
well,
it. And Victor's like, stop it. Just
let
stop
it
being
go.
Stupid and divorce.
Let it go. They all start singing that song, though.
He's like,
and everyone's
like,
he had a nice conversation with Eve, too. Yeah.
Who did?
So.
Oh,
Paul,
yeah.
Sonny and Eve. Kind of like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like she was, you know, kind of feeling bad for him and saying, you know, like the whole thing with Deimos, but it was really true was with Eddie, you know, with. You know.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, she's kind of.
Uh-huh. So, and then, like, with Brady, so she finally tells Brady, look, I'm not doing this anymore. This is not working. This is over.
Right.
And he said, I was just going to say, she said something like, I love the set. The sex has been great, but I'm just, like, this
right.
is just over. And he says, this is funny. You're going to think this is crazy, but I was just going to say the same thing to you. And she's like, what? And he goes, yeah, the sex was great or something like that. So then doesn't he make a play for her again? He's trying to, he's like, I think
he wants
I should
to,
take you
going
to
start
take
out, like,
her
dating.
On a date, like a real date.
Take her on a date. Yeah, to make it serious.
So
well,
he's
see, there was a conversation. Yeah.
With Victor.
And there was a conversation that he had with Victor, and Victor says he says, now, Brady, can you make Eve fall in love with you without you falling in love with her? No, we can.
Nope.
Because
the answer is nope.
This is just going to happen. He's going to fall
Brady.
In love with Eve, and Eve's going to play him, and he's going to get
hurt heart.
Again.
Yes.
Although
poor
we
Brady.
Have Teresa coming back into. Teresa will be coming back into. But right now they're both kind of playing each other. I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she doesn't. They don't fully trust each other. Kind of like Kate and Audrey, they kind of didn't fully trust each other. And they were both using each other, and then they eventually both fell for each other. So maybe that could happen with Brady and Eve. I don't know. That's how it's going. So
you know how Brady is.
You know how Brady
is.
Yes, everybody
people.
Knows how Brady is. That's like
poor
a running joke with Eric Marsoff. I mean, anytime we interview him, we have to bring that up to him. Like, what's with Brady? God. He'll agree. I know, Wilson. I know. What's
he just grew. I can picture his
what's
grin.
Wrong with yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Funny. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on this week. It's been really good.
I've just been sad.
Yeah, I've just been sad, though, because of it's just like I'm sad about Andre, but then I'm, like, enjoying the rest of the show, you know? And, like, okay, so do you think Vivian and Stefan didn't actually kill him, but they were planning on it, and somebody beat them to the punch? Is that
I think they were planning on it, but someone beat them to the punch. I think they came and they got, like, the surveillance videos aren't there, like Rafe's interviewing him, and there's something missing. I think they probably came and found him dead. You know what I mean? I'm thinking they came and he was already dead.
Yeah.
Is what I'm thinking. And then some people came and had it heated, like, Gabby's going to get arrested because there's something with a wig or something. And then she was mad and punched the door. Mm-hmm. She left. Yeah, so she's a son.
Yeah.
There's probably like five or six.
Well, we know that
and they even
Stefan
chat
said
and,
he jacked with
Kate.
Stefan jacked with the tape, and so he definitely is covering for some, you know, for the, you know, protecting himself and whoever else, so.
And eventually we're going to keep seeing flashbacks of everybody, and we're probably going to see flashbacks maybe of the confrontations between everybody and Andre, you know.
That would be
so good. It's like, yeah, Teo's still like, I mean, you're still going to be seeing him into these, you know, they film so much ahead because there's flashback scenes. I mean, instead he had been doing, he had been doing flashback scenes, so how long into the, you know, we're going to see them until the person that killed him is revealed. And that could go on for a few more months. Who knows? I don't know how long they'll drag that out. So
yeah,
be interesting. So it looks like Anna might be in the clear, though. And now Hattie's
yeah.
another suspect too. Now they said that
true.
You know, could have been her that killed him. So she's another suspect. So is there anybody
then we
else?
Have,
in,
oh, go ahead.
Is another storyline?
Well,
yeah, I can bring
Jennifer
Jen on. I think
Eric.
The only other
yeah,
Bern
yeah.
Eric. Yeah, and they were kind of getting close there.
The whole pregnancy thing with Bonnie
that's still going
and
on.
And the mom figuring it out, and you know.
Oh yeah, what did you think about Valerie? Oh, that's right, Valerie. Here
Snoopin.
We got another
She's
baby.
Snooped.
Yes,
it's always,
Snoopin. She took her to find out.
Though,
now she knows.
Even though medical records are all, you know, well, they still use
She's
the
a doctor
too. But yeah, mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, you know, a lot of it's electronic nowadays, but digital. But they do still use old files and stuff too. But anyway,
yeah,
it's kind the of classic,
thought about
old,
that too.
It's a, how many times though back in the day, the classic old. Looking in the files or whatever, you know. So I love it how
Isn't
I do love
kind
it
of
how
makes
Ron.
Me scary if that's how all hospitals are. Like,
I know,
geez,
I know. But
all,
she is,
there goes
she
that
is a doctor,
stuff
though.
Right out the window.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Well, and she's a doctor, like you said. So she grabbed the file while she was there. But
yeah.
But you know, it's like I think, and then when she looks at the you know, she looks at the date of the pregnancy, and they're like,
and she
oh.
knows.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, at least
but,
it's believable, though, as to why she's so, even if it's annoying, it's sort of
because of what she did.
Why she's so annoyingly persistent about it. Like when she's like, well, Eli, did you use protection? And he's like, Mom, that's a little bit, you know,
Mom.
I've told you too much already kind of thing. And she's like, well.
I'm surprised that her son told her that he slept with, I mean,
I,
really.
Yeah,
that's kind of
well. They
yeah.
have kind of a very close relationship that you
pretty
can tell
close. Yeah.
because mm-hmm. single mom and the whole bit. It because
right.
they seem to know each other on a level that in a way that's like you can just tell the way they write the characters that they just are really you know close. I mean, he was mad at her of course for a while because. He kept her, she kept him from her, his dad, but you can you know why
mm-hmm.
because of Valerie's own history of keeping her son away from his father,
right.
and then he died before mm-hmm. he could ever meet him. So she's
mm-hmm.
like thinking, wait a minute, but isn't that going to be weird that Abe and Valerie are going to have share a blood grandchild together?
Yes,
I guess it's not weird
it
for
is.
Soap
yeah,
opera.
Each of their kids.
It's not weird
yeah,
for
that
soap
well, so much
kids.
For soap opera. Well, yeah, they're so interrelated on that show. I can't even keep everybody.
The other
Buddy
thing
straight.
That kept cracking me up is everyone was like, oh, well, you should be almost through with your first trimester. So at least there's not
yeah.
that much more morning sickness. And then, you know, other people throw their
She's
going to
keep getting sick.
Like, I know. Uh-huh. It's like, I'm just cracking up thinking this whole, like, five and a half weeks difference between the dates, you know, it's like this is going to be like
yeah, about a month
coming,
different.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
yeah, it's going to be yeah. really, JJ's already like, so when can we do, you know, do you want to know the sex of the baby? And you know, she's like,
oh,
he's like, when can we
he's
look?
Like the annoying
when can
husband,
we look?
Like let me alone.
He's so cute, but
yeah.
you know, I mean, they're
yeah.
they're kind of it's kind of going a little overboard just because
he's
it's
a little,
not
yeah.
his. But I mean,
and it's not his,
cute,
yeah.
But he's so sweet. But and you
well,
know
I saw in the spoilers
going, you know
that Lonnie tells Eli. Lonnie tells
oh,
Eli.
Oh, okay.
Spoilers coming up, so yeah,
gotcha.
He's going to find out. So.
Yeah.
So.
That's good.
But,
that's all kinds of.
I don't know.
Oh, see, and I thought shoot, because Lonnie told Gabby, and they had some cute scenes about like Gabby gave her, you know, kind of shared some of her own experiences and stuff. But I thought
uh-huh.
I thought she was going to spill it in that conversation.
It's,
so I was like, nope, it's going
right.
to go a little bit longer.
What? It's going to go a little bit longer. Yes,
like
I thought
I
she was going to tell
last
Gabby.
Time,
Gabby
when that thought. Baby comes out with an 8-pack, they're going to be like, that is not JJ's baby.
That's not it.
So anyway.
That does not look like JJ. There is a distinctive
not, I mean,
difference between Eli and JJ.
Don't get me wrong.
At all levels.
Don't get me wrong. Casey Moss is very well built and everything. There's nothing wrong with his physique. But
like
you
Eli.
Gotta admit, Lamont is oh boy. So
oh boy.
Anyway,
the whole package there. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fans.
Anyway.
Anyway. So we were gonna bring Jennifer on to dinner. Did you get?
Yeah,
Jen?
I'll bring Jen on. Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty short. Yeah.
We got distracted with. We got.
Hello.
Hey, it's a good
Jen?
Distraction.
We got a little off track there. Now I'm trying to calm myself down a little bit, cool off, fanning myself
yeah.
right now. and it was kind of
okay.
cute. It's like, anyway, go ahead. So, all right. So, Jen, what are your thoughts? And then there was, Jen, maybe we can talk about Eric and Jennifer and Dr. Shaw and all that.
Yeah, I am loving Eric and Jennifer.
Yeah.
Oh, me too. They were getting so close that Dr. Shaw had to interrupt.
And when Jennifer
like, go away.
Done putting up a facade with Dr. Shaw, I would like him.
Yeah.
Just saying. Although, because I know Carrie's already got dibs on Eric, so I don't know. No, but I volunteer.
Yeah,
I volunteer
for Dr.
Shaw.
Good together. Cute together.
They are, yeah. Yeah, and you know, it's weird. Didn't you get the sense, like, Jen, didn't you get the sense that Eric and Jennifer were like almost normal again for a little bit, and then Dr. Shaw walks in and goes, "Oh,
yes,
I was gonna call you."
I thought they were gonna
but...
like come clean,
yeah,
like work it
yeah.
out or talk it out. They were getting to that point,
yes.
and then he walks
yes.
up. Oh, are you ready to go to dinner? No, I'm busy right now.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah. Anyway,
I mean, really. Things could be worse, her choice between two hot men. I mean, really. But, yeah, I mean, I'm rooting for Eric, too, for sure. But it's kind of fun that he's, like, feeling like he has to compete a little bit. There's never anything wrong with that.
Right. True.
But, yeah, they felt they were, like, almost fell back into their normal relationship there for a minute, and then it was like, boom.
Yep.
Oh, like, bubble burst. Here comes Dr. Hottie.
Yeah.
Oh. So did we ever figure out if Dr. Hottie is going to have somebody else, like when Jennifer dumps his butt one of these days? I think he should have, like, Chloe or somebody.
Yeah, is he on long-term or not?
I don't know.
He's too cute to, like, waste, I think. But anyway,
Jason's
okay,
not on anymore. He was hot.
What's that?
Jason. Guy who works with Eric.
Oh, yeah. He was so cute. Where did he go? He hasn't been. We haven't. He's always at lunch.
You haven't
it's
seen
real.
Him. Yeah, I think he was on. That was it.
He's
yeah,
always at lunch.
Went out,
they come
didn't
in.
Come back.
I'm like, he's cute. We need to have him back. He needs to be working like Nicole used to work. He needs Nicole's hours. anyway.
Yeah.
So, what are your thoughts, Jen?
My question is, what if Andre's not really dead?
Let's hope he's not.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
What was he trying? What in Abigail's dream, when he lifts his head up, what is he trying to tell her? I read a couple different things into that.
I don't know. Who killed him?
He started to say something. Yeah, I thought he was trying. She said something like, who did this to you or something?
Yeah.
And then he was trying to talk.
Yeah. But just.
And she's going to keep having these dreams, I think. Reliving these.
I'm kind of
dreams.
Hoping. What if. Yeah. What if. Let's see. Here's another plot idea or idea to get Andre to where he's still alive. What if they, Vivian and Stefan are going to kill him, like we know. And then somebody beat him to the punch, and then they're like, oh, crap, but, oh, he's still alive a little bit. And they sort of, like, I don't know, Vivian's always got her crazy stuff she could do, like Stefano used to and stuff. So maybe they gave him some sort of shot or something. I don't know.
That's what
because
I'm saying.
Maybe they want to preserve him for some other reason. Like, for one thing, if they ever have another DNA test, she's not going to be able to pluck the hair off of Andre's head anymore.
That's true.
For Stefan.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. I just thought they've left a lot of openings here. You're right, Marianne. They definitely have left a lot of openings here.
Yeah.
And who's to say, okay, here's the other thought, people. What do you think about this? Stefano said he made sure the security camera, like he cut out some of the, you know, had them cut out some of the footage. Could he be protecting anybody else too? Because it's not, you know, we think the only people
he could be protecting somebody.
Yeah, because we only think that it's the possibilities of the people that we saw on the screen. And
right.
Except for that they could also be suspects, of course.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's a lot of red herrings out there, obviously. But no, there's nothing to say that he didn't snip other parts out, too.
Yeah. Well, so. I went on the message boards, and my Abigail.
Oh.
If she had a mental break or something.
Yeah, but, I was going to say, but she's like the one that found him. You know, she's the one that found him, though, and
yeah.
It's clear in the scene.
Although,
that she comes
is
in
that what they're
like,
showing up?
Yeah.
Is that in her? But then you got to remember she's having dreams, too. Is that according
true.
To her dream?
Well, you know, yeah. Honestly.
And does she go
that's,
mentally crazy
that's
again?
True.
Yeah,
and,
I've
and
heard,
that
I've seen that out
be.
There, too. Speculation. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
Ron is famous for DID.
What's that?
Ron is
D-I-D?
Famous.
D-I-D.
Oh. Just. I know what you mean.
Yes, put personality.
Oh, a way of allowing a favorite character to kill somebody, but not be, yeah, I gotcha. But not be a bad person because, okay.
But not be,
yeah.
Well, to give them an out, you know, just like
well,
Marlene,
and,
yeah,
and that,
to give them an
okay,
out.
Okay, and well, and that mm-hmm. could make sense then too, because if Stefan snipped, you know, if that were the case, maybe then he snipped some parts out of her coming back to do something or whatever. You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been on the boards to, like, look at the spoilers or the speculation, but that's an interesting mm-hmm. thought, definitely.
Sure, yeah. There's all kinds of, I've seen that
well,
out there.
Well, and the thing
too,
of it is,
so, yeah.
Hattie, well, seeing Hattie wasn't on Hattie. The screen, but then who do... He acted so like, who is this kind of thing? You never know. Maybe they're in cahoots. Who knows? I don't know.
And they need to find a way to keep Leanne Hunley.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she is funny. She always was. Anna always was that kooky. But always just lighthearted. And she brought the humor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
She was snarky, and
yeah.
She could be really.
And
she and Tony could be really
of,
sexy.
Yeah, yeah, they were. They had a good chemistry. But we
remember
saw
how
her
she
with,
would do
with
her
Andre.
Eye. Remember how she would?
Oh yeah.
That, I'll never forget that look that she would get with it, and she'd raise her eyebrow. It's like, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just love to see her and Teo have scenes together. But they were they were as Anna and Andre, and they were just, she was just like getting into him because she just hates Andre, you know.
Yeah.
But how would you just love to see Leanne and Teo back as like Tony and Anna? Like Tony
yeah,
coming
but
back
I like
Leanne. Her yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I'm loving her with Roman.
Yeah, she is cute
that.
With Roman. Yeah.
I actually am really surprisingly enjoying the two of them. I really am.
Yeah. And
they're really
if you remember right back when. They had them together back before too, but it didn't last very long.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah.
It was like
there's something about
town.
Roman. If he's with the right, like even with Kate, he likes
yeah.
to fly.
Yeah. Oh,
he
likes
good with
the,
Kate
yeah.
too.
Yeah. He, oh, yeah.
And he was good with
right.
Kate, and he was good with Anna. Uh huh. So
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And Hattie.
Yeah.
And Hattie actually
yeah.
with Marlena,
yeah,
yeah not with Marlena,
but
with
Hattie.
But he's not
with
yeah.
Marlena. Yeah, he doesn't have any
no.
chemistry on.
No
screen
chemistry
with
Marlena.
But
no.
But definitely
I never
with,
thought when they tried to pair them together back
in
the day.
I thought he and Hattie would be cute, or you know, like because they're just totally different personalities, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I definitely think Anna and Kate both bring out the. a sparkle mm-hmm. in him.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Like we said before, it could even be Tony and Kate. You never know. Tony, I mean, could come back as
yeah,
Tony
I like
and Kate.
That idea too.
You know, he looks just like Andre, so you know, there's that advantage.
I tap that.
Like, you know. Yeah. You know, whatever. Yeah. Tony, Andre, same thing. Basically. Oh gosh. So
and I would
it'll
really
be interesting
like,
to see what they do.
Yeah, I want them mm-hmm. to keep Carrie too.
You know, I wasn't all that excited about her coming back, but I really like her this time. I like the way they're writing Carrie
yeah.
this time.
Yeah.
I didn't like her when she was being selfish Carrie and cheating on Lucas and stuff. But I like her. I do like this Carrie, the way they're writing her this time. Really do. I love it.
Lucas was the only one I kind of felt bad when she cheated on him. Austin I didn't care about because he treated her
yeah.
like.
Right.
The only one I felt bad for was Lucas.
Yeah.
And did you catch the look Stefan gave Carrie?
Oh.
I didn't notice that. I guess
I didn't notice that. No, where was that?
Didn't get
and where
to
were
finish
they?
Finish the show.
When
they
were
was it at
oh,
the
at the
cop
station.
Shop?
Yeah.
I'll have to watch it because I
there
I
were
have,
so many people
kinda,
in that. Yeah, and there were
yeah,
so many people
I'll have
in
to
the room.
Yeah, back because I
yeah.
had to. I have them in fast-forwarding scenes when I'm watching it, but when I was almost trying to be done with Fridays and it was about time for the podcast.
Oh, so he has his eye on her, too.
So that's the thing that's annoying.
Yeah.
It seems like he has his eye on everyone. That's what's annoying to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, just the way he looked at Gabby and Abby. And,
yeah,
yeah,
it's just like, really? Really, dude? I don't know. I mean, I'm not a hater. I like the guy, but... But anyway, I mean, I like the actor, but not the character, but I like the actor. But anyway.
Yeah.
So, and then the other, you know, I thought was cute. You guys might groan, but I thought this was adorable because I really love Tripp. When he walked in and those
yeah.
two girls were going at it and he just finally had it, I thought that was
yeah.
so adorable that he was just like be human, be like, I'm going to go and I'm going to eat my leftovers and I'm going to go to my room. And he was just like, and then he just like kind of finally had a fit, but it was a cute fit. It was like, he was serious,
mm-hmm.
but he
yeah.
wasn't like
yeah.
scary or anything. I mean, he wasn't mean or
yeah.
scary, but it was like, he had just had it, you know? And then like when he comes out later, they made dinner for him and they cleaned up and they were just like, okay. And then later on, they were all three playing video games. But you can tell like Sierra's kind of like she's like a guy girl. I mean, like she enjoys stuff that guys like too, you know. Claire is just totally.
And
like
you can see
what
where this is going with a triangle
oh, yeah.
between the three of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
like, okay.
Yeah. I thought that was cute. What?
I just cannot take Claire.
Well, I she's not as annoying to me ever since the Theo
yeah,
story.
Yeah,
she's
always
annoying.
Been annoying, but
she kind of gotten
a little better.
I think they've written her a little bit more mature than they were writing her before. I think a natural progression when your, you know, boyfriend goes through something like that. I do think I have to say that was one of the characters that I used to like to fast forward through. And I really, you know, not that she's one of my favorites, but I just did think it was cute though, that the girls decided, yeah, we really are horrible people. You know, we need to be better.
Yeah.
So
they are.
I thought that was cute. I thought that was cute. I mean, it won't last very long, but it was cute. While
no,
it lasted.
They'll be back to fighting again.
Yeah. And Tripp is—he's just so cute. He's just so—I don't know what he sees in Claire. I mean, she's cute, but you know, she is so selfish.
Yeah.
But yet, I think he even saw like another level of her. Though her love for Theo made him love her even more, I guess. But I don't know. I just. I keep thinking Sierra seems like so much more fun, Tripp. Why don't you look that direction?
So
how do you guys think Rafe's finally going to get his butt in a sling with Cope? How do you think You think it's going to be the will? You think somehow the will's going to play a part in this?
Well, yeah. Like I don't know why they keep bringing it up again. And that's been a long time. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, you know, he sees the ring. So I don't know. Carrie says it could be Sierra having a fit. Like Rafe also thinks, you know how Sierra can just go off the air one time. He'll be. She could just blurt it out when she's mad at him about something.
Rafe is being such a weenie. It's almost like
Carrie says just tell her. Just tell her.
Yeah, it's like
Carrie was more or less telling him. But
she'll be mad at you for a while, but she'll understand since you guys had broken up. But I mean, what she probably wouldn't understand is you're broken up for 5 minutes and you hop in bed with Sammy. That part, no, she probably won't.
Exactly. That's the
but
part.
But he's gonna have that hanging over his head, and it's like he's such a wuss. He just
maybe
keeps
he'll
hoping
do it.
All these women are gonna, all these women are gonna cover for him, and he really just needs to get it out there and do it. You know, say it because especially
suck it
if
up,
people
Rafe.
Keep coming up
be
to him saying. Oh, I heard you slept with Sammy. And then he goes, yeah, I know, I did sleep with Sammy. And then, oh, I heard you slept with Sammy. Yeah, you know what, I did sleep with Sammy. You know, somebody invariably is going to come around the corner, right? When, like, come on, people.
Oh, yeah. I think I know why Sammy told.
What?
I think I know why Sammy told. Remember Hope arrested her? And she was pissed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And also, I think she has a little bit of with Carrie,
mad
too,
at Carrie.
Because
yeah,
of that relationship. Mad at Carrie.
Uh-huh.
She's always had it for you, Carrie,
minutes.
You know, at Austin and at Rafe.
Mm-hmm, that rivalry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just to stick at the Carrie, a little bit, I guess.
And then,
I don't know.
Trying to think, let's see, was there anything? Oh, and then, okay, so Pat, we touched on a little bit that John is poisoning for some unknown reason. He's poisoning Steve. But Steve gets checked out by the doctor there. And I thought it was kind of funny in a way. It's like he comes out and goes, after they don't even have the blood test back yet. And the doctor's like, yeah, I have some like horrible disease that some autoimmune disease that's incurable. And, you know, baby, I don't want to take you down with this and all. I'm like, and then at least Kayla later said, oh, come on. You know, there are a lot of things that they can do nowadays. And I just got you into the best, you know, immunologist in town or whatever, autoimmune, whatever doctor in town. And you're going to go see them and, we'll get your blood test back and we'll say, but it was just kind of funny how he came back out and he's like, yeah, Dr. Shaw said he's never seen anything like this in his whole career. I thought that was a little bit overly dramatic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing for that I got to go, I just don't know.
Well,
but
he
comes
a blood
out,
test
like, yeah,
going to show that he's being poisoned?
Well,
the blood test
well, yeah,
is going to show,
so. Yeah.
Unless it's one of these non-traceable things. You know,
I can understand if the doctor's like, no, these symptoms work. Now, what I'm wondering, too, because the guy that brought the next vial to John in the park, on the park bench that everybody in Salem goes to, because that's just such a discreet place to meet. Anyway, so the guy that brought it to him, he did seem like a legit, like, he seemed like he could totally be like an ISA guy, didn't you think?
Yeah.
Yes. I heard it's like the IA,
so I'm
some
to
kind of an
out,
assignment that John
so
is being
I'm
forced
kind of
to do or something.
What I'm wondering is it something where, you know, with all this bio, chemical, I'm trying to think of biochemical warfare type stuff. Wonder what if they're trying to do an antidote, create an antidote that could save like the whole world or something like that, you know, and so John was at the ISA one day and he saw the clipboard for the sign up and said, yeah, Steve can do that. I don't know. I'm just like, I'll
I don't know
for that one. I don't know. But the guy definitely seemed like he was an authority, you know, like he didn't seem skeevy to me. He seemed like a veteran ISA agent type, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, how many times in one episode did somebody refer to John as being such a great friend?
He's a friend.
Yeah,
he's a great guy.
He's such a great guy.
poisoning his best friend.
Just, looks like he's wetting his pants because he's just so, like, so bad about it. Oh, Lordy.
Oh, crazy
okay.
Days.
And before we go for the night, I'd also want to mention that it's out that Bill and Susan Hayes are going to get the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yes.
At the Daytime
that
Emmy.
Is so cool.
That's
so cool.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be good. So I don't know if they're, are they broadcasting them this year or what's the deal with that this year? I haven't heard.
I don't know
if anybody's heard.
Is it still in June? Or
it's in April, I think.
Oh, okay.
It could be. Well, maybe it is June. No, maybe it is June.
I don't know.
No, April. I don't know. I don't know because usually they're crappy anyway.
Yeah.
So.
But I think Dave has a good shot at getting writing awards and
best show
awards. Mhm.
Best show.
Yeah. They've had. And
writing.
What amazes me is. I don't think it's been a long time since I could honestly say that I felt like the pacing of the show was good. And it seems like,
yeah,
I will say this,
better.
I think Ron has brought great pacing because things, even some of the things that are resolved quickly, they don't feel like they're resolved too quickly, but they're not stretching it out so long that it's excruciating. And in other situations, it's like they make it more of an umbrella story, but they add such layers along the way that you're still entertained. You might be like, oh, come on already. Bonnie, this is Bonnie, not, Adrian. But it's like the way they add layers to the story, it still makes it entertaining, you know what I mean, to watch. Instead of remember when Sierra had that, was it a picture in her backpack?
Oh, the envelope.
Was it of Kristen?
The envelope.
What was it? Was it Kristen and Kristen being bad, doing something? Didn't she do something in the park or so? I can't remember, but it was something that was indicating that somebody was a bad person. But anyway, Sierra had that in her damn backpack for how long?
Yep.
I mean, we were all like just ready to like
as bad
like,
as the elephant.
burn all the backpacks in town, and the same with the elephant. Stupid elephant.
That was the worst story.
So I mean, I honestly tuned out a lot during that. I didn't even bother going back and looking at some of the old episodes I'd saved because I just too painful. So I mean, when you think about it, I think their pacing and the balance of the show is a lot better. And my last comment that I want to make is Kate looked kick-ass in that funeral outfit on Thursday and Friday.
Oh,
I want to say that.
Yeah.
That was gorgeous. Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking if Andre would have got a look at that dress, that would have made him come alive
the
right then and there.
I
think he would have come back
from the
dead if he saw that dress and saw her in that dress.
Yes. As they say,
you would have got right up out of that casket. Yes.
Anyway, that's my last comment.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they're not going to do another Buried Alive storyline.
What's that?
I'm just hoping it's not going to be a Buried Alive storyline.
Oh, geez.
A Buried Alive storyline.
Oh, yeah.
Vivian at it again. Wouldn't that be something? All of a sudden, they would put Andre in the ground. All of a sudden, they'd pan, and then you'd see him in there. You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh no, not again! That would that would be a twist.
Yeah.
And people, and Vivian was behind it. You know?
Yeah. Or they can put Vivian in the coffin and forget about it.
Yeah. that's happened to her though. That was Brady, right? Am I thinking right? Was that Brady? Put her in.
Yeah.
And then she put Maggie, and then
Maggie
Brady put
in
her in.
Yep.
Yeah, she put Maggie, and then Brady put her.
Wasn't it called the sarcophagus?
Yeah.
Sarcophagus.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The whole time during that storyline, because that went on forever, I was just like, how do they pee? How do they go to the bathroom? How
we even said that was
Maggie.
Yeah. Oh.
It was just so stupid. I mean, come on.
Yeah, stupid. Yeah, really.
Anyway, so let's not go back to those days.
All right.
So that's all I got,
all
guys.
Right.
I think we covered
everything.
I loved Anna's comment, though, early in the week.
Okay.
Tony Got Revenge?
About?
The Urn?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. In a way,
yeah.
Tony kind of did kill, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever did it. It really was Tony, too, you know, with his ashes in the urn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Well, all right, guys.
No, wait. Oh, here's one quick question I wanted to
uh-huh.
ask. Hattie told Anna that Andre killed Tony. But
yeah.
Andre didn't kill Tony. Uh-uh. We know how Tony died with a stake through his heart, with a fight with Philip.
Yeah.
Pushed him down the stairs.
Yeah.
And
Hattie did make a comment.
That, and Sherry should know that.
Hattie did make a comment about a stake through the heart or something like that, or something.
And
but,
like Hattie didn't know about how it happened, and she just. But
right.
Anna should know. Anna knew.
Yeah. But I mean, but that's she was so Hattie was just making that up to. You know,
yeah.
stir
but
stuff.
Like Anna shouldn't, yeah, which is weird because
I don't know.
They've never clarified
yeah.
that, and even Anna should say, "Well, I knew Tony didn't kill or Andre didn't kill Tony."
Well,
everybody
but I guess
in Salem knows how he died.
Seed of question in her mind, maybe I don't know.
I guess. Yeah, I'm thinking. Wait a minute. Did I miss something here? Did Tony die another time after the stake through the heart? Did Andre kill him? I don't know. I don't know.
We remember when Anna disappeared from the hostel and she opened the door and saw somebody? Could that have been Tony?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, back in, I remember that, yeah. Could
yeah,
been.
I mean, it
yeah.
never showed who she
Ooh,
opened.
That's a good point. I forgot about that.
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah. Oh, we all know Tony's out there somewhere.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Actually, they could bring Tony and Andre back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and they did. And then, you know what? And Rafe did say something interesting. They said, can't they test his ashes for DNA? And Rafe goes, like he knows anything. So, well, you know, when the cremation, like, destroys the DNA on
like
that, you know?
DNA.
So they,
yeah.
So
okay.
There's no proof. It might have been Tony's urn.
There's no proof.
But that leaves it open for them to not be able to prove that was actually
yeah.
Tony's ashes. Ding, ding, ding.
Uh-huh.
They're covering all the bases,
yeah.
aren't they?
Oh yeah.
They're either trying
oh, yeah.
to torture us, or they really are thinking
uh-huh.
of maybe someday bringing it back, in one uh-huh. way or another. All right. So.
All right. So.
Okie dokie.
See what happens next week or this week.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Hey, everybody.
Have a good day tomorrow.
Hey.
Uh huh. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Bye.